as we turn things over to the hotline and welcome in Rick Shaw. Rick, thank you very much for joining us here this morning. Again, I got Rob Polinsky here with me. How you doing?
Doing great. How about you?
Well, not too bad. Not too bad at all. I'll turn things over to Rob to get things rolling here. So go ahead, Rob.
Thank you, Rocco. Rick, thanks for joining us. And we thought we'd do something a little bit different today. Later on this afternoon, WEOL will head to Keystone as we'll have the Amherst Keystone non-conference boys basketball game on. And, you know, Rick, your father's synonymous with both schools. Coached so many years at both schools. After your dad passed, to honor his memory, that they've had this non-conference basketball game. What does it mean to you and your family that both schools get together to do this?
Well, it means a lot, Rob. I mean, our family is so grateful that Pat Bray and Jeff Holzhauer put this classic together. Dad started his career at Keystone. And ended his coaching career at Keystone, and then Amherst was a very important part in the middle of that. He made very good relationships, touched on so many young student athletes, obviously Pat and Jeff being two of those, and for them to give back and really recognize Dad every year really means a lot to us.
Rick, I think, you know, in today's generation, normally the coaches coach one sport. Maybe they're known for two sports. Your dad coached boys. He coached girls. He coached so many sports. Can you speak about that? How many, you know, you think about impacting lives, all the sports and genders that he coached?
Yeah, I mean, like at Keystone, when he first started, believe it or not, he graduated college in June. And then reported to Keystone in September as their head varsity basketball coach. So if you think about that in today's standards, that's very, very unusual. Yeah. And he went on to coach football and track, and actually he was AD for 1 year at Keystone. Then moved to Brooklyn, and it was basketball, football, golf, baseball, and track. And then finally to Amherst, with football, basketball. And then after retired at Amherst, went to Tri-C and coached softball. And then finally came back to Keystone and girls basketball and softball. So quite an array there.
Yeah, no doubt about that, Rick. And I would think for you and your family, you and your brothers, you know, athletes, obviously, we all know about your kids and how involved in sports they have all been. I would imagine that also, you know, starts with what your dad and what he showed you guys.
It did. I mean, from day one, Rob, it was a very competitive situation, whether it be racing to get the newspaper to deliver it to dad first or who could eat the most mashed potatoes, because, you know, we were weaned on competition. We were weaned on sports, and I got to tell you, we wouldn't have it any other way. So it was a really great environment to grow up in.
Rick, how does, you know, that competition and that passion and love for sports with you and your family growing up, how does that help you excel, not just in athletics, obviously, but in things outside of sports, whether it be in the classroom, in jobs, you know, whatever it may be? How does that passion and that love for athletics and the competition kind of help you and your family else, you know, outside of the sports realm?
Well, I don't think it's limited just to how it helps our family. I think it really helps a lot of student athletes. You know, I just think sports, you learn to compete, you learn how to be a good teammate. Obviously, you learn how to win, you learn how to lose, and most importantly, you learn how to handle adversity. And, you know, a lot of people can handle winning and react well to winning, but when the chips are down and things may not be going your way, that's when you really try, or that's when you find out really what's going on with yourself, either in business or as an athlete or as a father or as a brother. So it was just invaluable. And again, I wouldn't have wanted it any other way.
You mentioned, you know, being teammates, and I kind of, you know, put that word synonymous with the word family at times, because sometimes it feels like your teammates in sports can become your family, and I just think that's such a cool thing, and I imagine that's, you know, done wonders of, like you said, not just you and your family, but people everywhere. Having a close competitive relationship like that, can't help but feel like that just made you all a lot closer and stronger with your relationships.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, that family extends to his ex-players, too. It's great to go to Keystone or Amherst or Brooklyn, and often we'll have an ex-athlete come up and say, hey, really enjoyed playing for your dad. He was a great guy. That means so much when we encounter situations like that. So that family-type atmosphere extends outside of our immediate family. It just seems like anybody that dad touched during those 51 years of coaching is really part of that family.
Rick, before we let you go, I'm sure with the family getting together today, there's going to be all kinds of stories, some you can't say on the radio, that are going to come up later today as you celebrate your dad's life. But is there one or two stories that maybe you could share with us that maybe the listeners don't know, something that spoke about who your dad was?
Sure, I can. There's one at Amherst. Dad was at Brooklyn for 18 years, and they had some cuts and had a reduction in force with teachers, so he lost his job and was looking to teach and coach somewhere, and Amherst had an opening and wanted to hire dad as the freshman football coach and the assistant varsity basketball coach. So, Rob, I'm sure you remember Earl Haberfield from Amherst.
Yes, sir.
So Dad went up to Earl and introduced himself and said, hey, Earl, I just want to introduce myself. I'm Larry Shaw. I'm your new assistant basketball coach. And Earl looked at him and said, Larry, great to meet you. I don't want an assistant basketball coach, nor do I need an assistant basketball coach. And he walked away from Dad. So that was Dad's first introduction to Earl Haberfield. And then I guess the second story or situation that sticks out is that my daughter, Dad's granddaughter, had the opportunity to play softball for Dad for 2 years. And as a junior, they were state runner-up, and as a senior, they had a little issue with the location of the pitching rubber and didn't make it out of districts. But I think those 2 years that they got to spend together were very special for the entire family. So those are the two things that really stick out to me.
That's awesome, and look forward to seeing you and your family today as we honor your dad and do that Amherst Keystone game. We look forward to it.
Likewise. I appreciate the call and involving me, and really appreciate what UL does on behalf of all the student athletes in the county. Thank you.